Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, will my ex think of me on Christmas Day? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing, will my ex think of me on Christmas Day? So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, one of the most natural questions you will be asking yourself is whether your ex is thinking about you. This particularly manifests itself on special days of the year, in particular your birthday and your ex's birthday, but also special days on the calendar which connect with culture and society. Christmas Day is a very important day in the lives of millions of people around the world, and hence it is a natural thought that you might be wondering, if you've been dumped, about whether your ex might be thinking of you on Christmas Day. At this stage, I just want to say that I will be doing Christmas support podcasts on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 2019. These podcasts will only be available on my Patreon. The link to my Patreon is in the description. So, will your ex be thinking of you on Christmas Day? Well, Christmas Day, as I've said, is a very important day in the lives of millions of people around the world. And the reason for this is obviously the religious connotation, because that is where Christmas Day originated from, that is the reason for having Christmas Day, but also because it has developed into a day where people think about their friends, their family, their past, and their future. And for that reason, it is a day where people like to spend their time with loved ones and also think about loved ones from the past. And this is very important to remember, because if you was in a relationship with your ex, and obviously you was because they're your ex, then that means you was an important part of their life. So if you was an important part of their life, you have imprinted on their life. You are part of their past, okay? That can't be changed. Now, you want to be part of their future, and that is possible. But whatever happens, you were definitely part of their past. That can't be changed, and you are imprinted on their life. So if you spent a considerable amount of time with your ex, in particular, if you was with them last Christmas Day, or the Christmas Day the year before, or maybe you was with them on the Christmas Day that they deemed their best ever. Maybe there was a big family event. Maybe you went somewhere special alone with each other. Maybe you did something magical, okay? If you were involved in Christmas days in the past with your ex, then it is a natural thought for anybody on Christmas Day to consider what they was doing on Christmas days gone by. So as you can see, just based on that alone, they are likely to think of you because you were part of their past. You were part of their Christmas past. Now, if you wasn't together that long, if you weren't together last Christmas Day, or maybe you were together but you had to spend the time apart, then you are still likely to be considered. Because as I said, Christmas Day is a day where we think of loved ones, we think of the people from the past, we think of the family, the friends, and the connections that we have. And even if those connections are no longer current, they are still thought of. The memory is something very, very powerful, okay? I'm pretty sure that you could recall memories of people you went to school with and you've never seen them since. So you was at school with them, you may have just been acquaintances, you left school, you haven't seen them in years, and yet I'm pretty sure you can recall the name of somebody like that, you can recall memories of things you did together at school, experiences you shared. Okay, if you can think of that, then imagine the amount of memories you will have with somebody that you actually loved, the amount of memories that you had with somebody that you was in a relationship with. So first off, there are a lot of memories that your ex is going to have of you, and they're not just going to be negative, even though the relationship ended and hence it was likely to be on bad memories at the end. But, you know, let's consider the whole, and you would have been very excited when you first got together. You'd have had a positive time together, and then unfortunately things obviously went wrong. But there would have been a considerable time, no doubt, where you were very happy together. And with all of these memories floating around, it is natural that on a day like Christmas Day, where people think about the past, they think about their loved ones, they think about memories and people that they've been connected with, you are going to cross their mind, okay? They are going to think about you. And as I said, in particular, if you was with them last Christmas, or if you was with them a Christmas before, you know, you are going to be in their mind, because that's what we do. You know, Christmas Day will come around and we will think about what we did the previous year. And if you was with them, all of a sudden you pop into their head. So you're now probably wondering, well, if they are thinking of me on Christmas Day, you know, what does that mean? Well, what it means is that you are in their mind, okay? It doesn't mean anything more than that at this stage. If you want to reconcile with your ex, then it has to be on their terms. If they dumped you, then they need to make the decision that they would like to try to reconnect with you. And they will only do that when the romantic attraction they have towards you has reached a certain level. When they dumped you, the romantic interest, the romantic attraction they had for you would have been at a very low point. And you now need to raise that attraction, raise that interest to the point of where they want to reach out to you. And then at that stage, you can start to try to reconcile your connection and build a new relationship on stronger foundations. So if you're now wondering, well, how do I raise their romantic interest in me? How do I raise their romantic attraction in me? Well, I suggest that you use my version of a no contact rule. So the no contact rule is something that lots of people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of the no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. However, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. So what you need to do is increase your chances, increase the likelihood, and just see how things develop. I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts and check out all of the various ones that I've done on trying to get your ex back, and in particular my version of a no contact rule, so that you can familiarize yourself with my theories. In essence, I believe that if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, then you should never contact them again unless they contact you first. There are exceptions to the rule, but they are very, very rare exceptions, and you should be very careful of doing anything other than what I've just said. But if you're interested in the exceptions, then yeah, I've done podcasts on them as well, and you can check them out. So in essence, yes, your ex will be thinking of you on Christmas Day, but that doesn't mean you're going to get your ex back. You need to put in the work. You need to use my version of a no contact rule, which also involves self-improvement and also some hints and tips about how you can try to really kick in the effects of making your ex feel intrigue towards you, interest, and start to begin missing you. There is no guaranteed way to get your ex back. No matter what anybody might say, there is no 100% guaranteed way, paint by numbers advice. You know, it just doesn't exist. So what you need to do is increase your chances, increase the likelihood of your ex reaching out to you. Because if they do, that is when you can start to rebuild your connection. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you realise that there is always hope for the future, okay? And even if you don't get your ex back, you can become a more improved version of yourself, a version 2.0, and you will find an even better connection. It might not feel likely at this point, but trust me, it can happen. With or without your ex, you will have a positive future.